This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Two U.S. officials said on Tuesday a threat from Iran prompted moves by the U.S. Secret Service to boost protection around Donald Trump before the attempted assassination over the weekend of the former president, which appears unrelated to the original threat. The additional resources did not prevent Saturday's attack at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania that left Trump's ear injured, killed one rally-goer, and severely injured two more when a 20-year-old with an AR-style rifle opened fire from a nearby rooftop. The assassination attempt is generating conversations around guns and gun policy, even as President Joe Biden asks the country to cool down. Isabella Dale reports from the White House.
The shocking weekend shooting of former President Donald Trump brings discussions about gun policy back to the forefront as he and President Joe Biden hurtle toward a tense November election. Biden has repeatedly called for a ban on assault-style weapons. On Monday, the White House told VOA that Biden remains committed to his gun policy, calling him a strong advocate for gun control. Trump and the Republican Party favor less stringent gun policy. His campaign platform promotes deregulating firearms, and he says he will undo some of Biden's executive actions if elected. Both men have called for calm and unity in the wake of the shooting. Isabella Dale, VOA News, the White House.
New York's Manhattan U.S. Attorney Damian Williams announced on Tuesday the conviction of Senator Bob Menendez in a corruption trial.
This case has always been about shocking levels of corruption, hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in the form of cash, gold bars, a Mercedes-Benz. This wasn't politics as usual. This was politics for profit.
Menendez was convicted on all 16 criminal counts, including